If your Tuesday hasn't been very super, don't worry, it is in America. Reporting live, LBC's US correspondent, Simon Marks.
Well, Eddie, the first thing to report tonight is that I'm suffering from a case of Super Tuesday fever, but I'm assured that no quarantine is necessary and that the excitement of the next few hours will carry me through. Joe Biden hopes that the voters are going to carry him through tonight as they cast their ballots in 15 states and territories across the nation. For him, this Super Tuesday is make or break in his quest to stop Bernie Sanders, the socialist from Vermont, from securing the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. And after a lackluster start to his presidential campaign, the former vice president won two key endorsements last night.
I'm looking for a leader. I'm looking for a president who will draw out what is best in each of us.
Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, suspended his presidential campaign and backed the man who just hours earlier was his rival.
I'm encouraging everybody who is part of my campaign to join me because we have found that leader in Vice President, soon to be President, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, sensing an opportunity to bring his campaign off the ropes, compared Mayor Pete to his late son, allowing Buttigieg supporters to dream of a possible vice presidential slot for their man.
I don't think I've ever done this before, but he reminds me of my son, Bo. And I know that may not mean much to most people, but to me it's the highest compliment I could give any man or woman.
But there are now other former candidates in the race who will also be looking for payback for their sudden decision to drop their own presidential ambitions and back Joe Biden's.
We made the decision, instead of a personal victory for ourselves or a personal quest, that this was about our country, and we need to beat Donald Trump and have someone with experience that can get things done in the White House.
That's Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. She also decided to throw in the towel and throw her weight behind Joe Biden. She was asked on NBC this morning whether Donald Trump was correct to assert that she's part of a coup aimed at derailing Bernie Sanders' chances of becoming the Democrat candidate.
So this isn't revenge of the establishment trying to crush the young who support Sanders?
I don't look at the mayor and Beto O'Rourke and myself as establishment. I look at us as new leaders for the party, fresh faces for the party, and we're basically saying we've got to win here, and that's why we're supporting Joe Biden.
That is absolutely not the way Bernie Sanders and his absolutely committed cadre of supporters view things. Remember, they already think the 2016 nomination was stolen from them by Hillary Clinton. And in 2020, they are determined not to allow the Democratic Party's elite to thwart the will of grassroots supporters.
In my view, Donald Trump cannot be defeated by a traditional, old-fashioned campaign. And I just want to say a word. Joe Biden is a good friend of mine. I've known Joe for many years. He is a decent guy. But I don't believe that Joe can beat Trump.
And that ultimately is the question facing Democrats across the country today. Do they have a man or woman who can beat President Trump this November? And if they do, is it Bernie Sanders from the left, Joe Biden from the center, or Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, still, in my father's magical phrase, doing his dough as he spends hundreds of millions of dollars on his campaign? The next few hours will be absolutely critical in determining which one of those elderly white men ends up as the Democrats' candidate, or, Eddie, whether we'll be facing a protracted struggle for the party's nomination that could go all the way to the Democratic convention as late as July.
Simon Marks reporting.